Hey, my friends, in an effort to continue our fun here with the top three tips, today I talked to Kurt Kempton. I've known Kurt for several years, and he's amazing. Super, super smart. Founded and built and sold a cleaning business in Arizona, and then started a software business that's growing like wildfire right now. He has a lot of insight. So I'm excited for you guys to hear his top three tips. They're really, really unique and interesting. Also, go to automategrowsell.com/best year. If you go there, that's where you can register to hang out with me on January 12th for the free webinar that's unveiling the new boot camp. So I hope to see you guys there. automategrowsell.com/best year.
Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action. Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do. It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You gotta go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Hey, everybody, thank you so much for hanging out with me. It is 2017. I can't believe it. Can you believe it? I'll tell you, it sneaks up on you, and the coming year is going to come and go just as fast as last year did. But I'm excited today to talk to Kurt Kempton. Many, many of you guys know who Kurt is because he's well known in the cleaning space. He's out there. He has a lot of material out there. He runs ResponsiBid, which is a wildly popular software tool for automated bidding. He had a cleaning business that he built and sold in Arizona. Kurt, how are you? Thanks for hanging out with me today.
Doing awesome. Welcome to 2017, Josh.
Yeah, it's finally here. It's crazy. It sneaks up on you. It's a sneaky little booger. So for me, the winter time, I know you're in Phoenix, so it's just hot all the time, but especially in the northern states, when everything kind of slows down, it gets cozy, this is the perfect time to work on building systems, to work on getting your plans and goals and strategies on paper. I spent the whole winter retooling my business every year that we were really successful. Did you do something similar to that?
Yeah, with us, it's actually the late summer. It's the same thing, though, different temperatures. But yeah, it's all about sitting down and just retooling, refining. It's all about, you follow the system that you've got. You don't want to be changing that in the middle of the busy season. But when things slow down and you have a chance to kind of really reassess what didn't work and what was broken, you just kind of tear it down to the studs. And I would argue that it's better to tear a couple things down than to try and burn the whole thing to the ground and rebuild in a season. But yeah, absolutely. Take that time to get it really honed.
Yeah, good businesses don't happen by accident. I mean, usually at least. They happen by design, and you have to put in the effort, and I know that you have. Your new company is kicking butt and growing. I know that you're very systematic. You're a goal setter. You set and accomplish goals. You have an organized personal calendar. You're one of those people. You're a high achiever. So how do you do it, and what tips do you have? What are your top three tips for the listeners to crush 2017, to punch it square in the throat, Kurt?
Yeah, so when I knew we were going to be meeting today, I kind of did spend some time reflecting, because I've always been one of those people who's like, oh, the top three, life doesn't work that way. It's a bunch of tiny little components, and I have to really force myself to think kind of more modularly, if you will, like that. So the first thing I would say that has really helped me is to learn. And I know it's like, oh yeah, learn, how generic can it be? But actually, it's a little bit different. When I talk about learning, what I mean is the mindset of learning. If you're sitting in a restaurant, you should be learning by what this restaurant is doing to either make you happy or frustrate you. When you're reading a book, you should be learning. When you're watching TV, when you're watching a commercial, when you're watching a cat video, you're constantly, you've got to be in the mindset of what are they doing that's working, and what are the nuances that I'm experiencing that are the effect of what somebody is actually doing, or a system that's in place, or a some sort of protocol. So I know you do this. Whenever I've been out with you, we've sat at restaurant tables or we've been at conferences, and we've kind of just sat there as entrepreneurs. You can't help but think, like, how much money do you think they have invested into tables and chairs in this room right now? You know, and, you know, thinking, how much does that add to my happiness? So they invested $500,000 into tables and chairs probably in this room. Do you think that they have made $500,000 of even revenue or profit? You know, just, it's always interesting to think off of this particular choice in furniture. And that is learning. That's learning. It's just really, and now you don't know what their bottom line is, but you can get an idea what kind of traffic they have, their popularity in town, or just the overall vibe that you're getting.
Oh, I love it. I let my kids do this now because I can't turn that part of myself off. My wife does it now. Like, it's part of our culture as a family. My kids will go, "Dad, this place really has a lot of perceived value." And they're like 8 years old. So it's hilarious, but it's true. And it's good to open your eyes and be aware and to learn, like you said, have a learner's mentality. Learning isn't an event, right? Learning is a lifestyle. Learning is part of your core culture. At least you should move towards that, right?
Yeah, exactly. We had a video that we did when I was at Five Star Window Care, our window cleaning pressure washing company. We did a little ad video that really, I watched the viral video of Dollar Shave Club. They had a really viral video that was, I very much enjoyed. I thought it was a great video. And I remember as I was watching it going, this guy is selling razors this way. No, he's not selling razors. And that was kind of that learning. It's like, no, he's selling a lifestyle of fun and carelessness. You know, I don't have to care about it. Well, what do I sell at Five Star Window Care? Exactly the same thing. So I thought, here I am. I'm selling to people the happiness that will come from you not having to lift a finger. And you know, the razors just show up in your mailbox, the windows just get clean, and the house gets pressure washed and all that. So anyway, for 2017, I would say that what tends to happen, and I've experienced this myself, is that you learn a lot and you start to feel like you know everything you need to know. And if you are experiencing that, I'm telling you, for 2017, get rid of that. You've got to take that mentality of, that when you start to feel like you know it all, that actually means that you've been on a hiatus from learning, because the more you learn, the more you should know that you don't understand.
Mm, very good stuff. You know, some of the smartest people I've ever had the pleasure of being around, they do nothing but ask questions. They're like question askers. And I'm asking myself, I'm like, why is this guy who's crushing life in business, right? Why is he asking me so many questions? It's because they're constantly absorbing information and nuances and learning. And if you're not asking more questions than you're just talking, it's difficult to learn. So step tip number one from Kurt, to recap, is open your eyes, absorb information, make learning be a lifestyle, not just an event, not just I'm going to read a book, but become a person of learning. What's step number two or tip number two, Kurt?
Yeah, I would say it's to execute. That is probably one of the biggest things I see. I deal with a lot of small business owners. Obviously, with Responsibid, we talk to tons of business owners all day. I'm in consulting sessions with them. And have you ever heard of the phrase, ever learning but never coming to a knowledge of the truth? You ever heard of that?
No, but I like it.
Yeah, so it's a huge problem with small business owners, is that either there's a couple of components to it. First of all, you could be like a really conservative person. So you're ever learning, reading more and more books, understanding things better and better. But just because of that cycle of learning where you start to feel like I know more, and now that means you're learning that you need to know more, that can paralyze people. And that analysis paralysis can be really, really tough. The other one is the ADD that comes with a business owner, is that you constantly keep yourself busy with things that you have to be doing, but really aren't that important, you know, because, you know, if you really come
to Oh, man, guilty. I am so guilty of that.
But you're like, I'm a hard worker. Check me out. I work 15 hours a day. I'm super, super hard worker, man.
Yeah. But, we confuse hard work with productivity. They're not the same thing. That's a whole nother conversation.
But what I would say for 2017 is be productive as productive as you can be, and let your refinement come in new iterations. So don't let the fact that you, the more you learn, the more you need to understand, don't let the learning part totally consume you without any action. And certainly don't let your action of getting stupid stuff done keep you from getting the things done that you've pushed off three or four times back into the background and not actually get the things done that you really want to get done.
Yeah. So, I mean, execute, but make sure we're executing on the correct things. A lot of people become perpetual learners. It's like they read a book, they read another book, they read 300 books, and then they look at their bank account and they say, what the heck? I'm still broke. I read the books.
Yeah.
I read all the books. Where's the money? Well, money doesn't come because of information. It comes because of action and execution. But you also made a good point. You got to be focused on the right things, you know, delegate off the lower level stuff, focus on the higher level stuff. You know, I like the new book. I'm not through it yet. I should be. I've had it a while. The One Thing by Gary Keller. I don't know if you've come across that yet.
I have.
But it's all about focusing on the very, very most important task at hand, and then dialing that in until it's complete, and then doing it again over and over and over. And he's the founder of Keller Williams, the largest real estate company on the planet with like 140,000 employees or something. But he says, if you chase two rabbits, you'll catch neither one, right? And I mentioned that on the podcast. But focus is a difficult thing. I struggle with it at times. But I think you make a great, great point for tip number two, which is execute on the right things. Any final thoughts on point number two, or do you want to go to point number three?
Well, I'd just like to tie point one and two together to the idea that when we get inspired as humans, we have a tendency to learn something, get inspired, and then to just think on it or forget it and not do anything about it. The things that you should be executing on, when you have time to be reflecting on what you should be doing and the things that kind of like keep nagging at you, those are probably the things that you should be executing on, particularly when you're in learning mode and you're like, man, if I just did this, this could make me $250,000 next year. But the problem is that the reason it's such a great idea is probably because it's hard to execute. So I just want to tie those two things together, that you probably already know what it is you need to execute just based on the fact that you've pushed it off probably 100 times at this point. But for 2017, you really need to allow your learning to drive your execution.
Okay, awesome. What's tip number three, Kurt?
Tip number three is to cut the negativity out. And I say that because I left Facebook last year, and it was really painful when I left. I was actually shocked how painful it was. An addict says, I can quit anytime I want.
Facebook does have that effect, yes.
Yeah. Well, I had a whole community of people on there, and I found out that it was only about 20% positivity, and you know, I'm not going to say all the rest was negativity. There's certainly some neutral things in there, but I learned as I was on Facebook that the community that I need to be a part of was really more in the learning and executing area with individuals. I didn't need to do it in a social space amid a lot of people. And it was a kind of drastic decision. I'm not saying it's right for everyone, but I will tell you that when I cut Facebook out of my life, and I know that there's idle time, so I'm not going to say that my productivity went through the roof just because of cutting negativity out. But I will say that my creativity and my execution went way up. And it's one of those things where I just want to bear testimony to something that a lot of people probably wouldn't even consider as being something that they would consider doing. But if you were to cut something out of your life that is constantly sucking energy from you and apply that energy to whatever it was that you want to learn about or execute, you would actually come out with probably a net positive of time and energy.
And results.
Well, right. That's just going to definitely follow. So take a deep look in your life. Is there a person? Is there a thing? Is there a part of your business? Or is there a service that you're offering? And I talk to people about this all the time. Yeah, we offer this particular service. It only makes up about 20% of our revenue, but it's about 60% of our time. Why are you doing that? Well, because our customers expect it. Well, if you tell them not to expect it anymore, they won't expect it, right? So that would be my final tip would be take some time. You know, this is the good New Year's resolution time. think about what person, thing, item, service, whatever are you doing or is a part of your life that you know you'd be better off without. And if it's your mother-in-law, well, that's a sticky one. But, but you know what? I would still argue that there are things, there's fences that can be built around even sticky parts of our lives to at least mitigate the effect that they have on our overall well-being.
Yeah, I think it's really hard to even understand how powerful, what you just said was amazing, by the way. It's hard to understand the real effect of being around negativity or toxic relationships, or even like you said, in your business, maybe a service that you keep doing, but you don't know why you do it. And every time you do it, you feel like crap and you're super stressed out about it. It's hard to understand how big of a deal it is if you remove those. It can change everything. It can totally flip everything, 180 degrees. It's a huge pivot. But there can be pain involved. Like you said, when you left Facebook, you miss the community. You miss the addiction, the habit of checking your phone constantly. And it's like a drug. A lot of it is bad. And a lot of the service industry groups and stuff have a ton of negativity. And these people are speaking things, you're reading them. Half of them don't know what they're talking about anyway. They haven't accomplished anything in life at all, nor will most of them. But it still goes in your brain. And now it's in your brain. And it's occupying space that should be occupied by something else. So that's amazing, Kurt. Thank you so much. Very unique point number three. All of your tips were great. Guys, it'll help you crush 2017. Do you have any closing thoughts, Kurt, and how can people connect with you?
Yeah, well, let me give you one more closing thought, because Facebook was kind of this way for me. It's like stepping off the edges of something. You're not sure exactly what's on the other side. Can I just add that one of the things that occurred to me is someday I'm going to die. Right. And the world's going to keep turning and people are going to keep living and they're going to. And it's just so interesting that the world really doesn't care if you're happy or sad or whatever. As a general rule, the world just is. And I just want you to know that of all the tips that I just gave here, your happiness is 100% your responsibility. You know, with the help of the people that you bring into your lives, if you're religious, I'm very religious, and I believe that bringing God into my life has made, you know, all the difference in the world. But God says knock, and then he will open, right? And you have to ask, and then you'll receive. Everything that we've talked about here is really not something that's going to be put in your lap. It's not just going to fall out of heaven and just happen. And I think as business owners, we know that. But we also take it for granted because we don't really have, you know, where the buck ends. You know, the buck ends here. I just want to point out that if you'll do the things that make you happy, whatever the consequences are in other people's lives, at some point it will blow over and you will end up just chasing what it is that you know is the right thing, and you will get what it is that you're hunting for if you'll just allow yourself to hunt it. And yes, you can reach me at customerservicefactory.com. It's just a little video blog I put together for different business tips and tricks. It's a free resource I've got out there for people. You can hit me at kurt@symphasize.com if you want to email me. But absolutely, I really think that as business owners, we focus on making other people so happy so much because, yeah, that's where our revenue comes from. Just don't forget that you really do have ultimate responsibility for your own happiness. And don't ever forget that the more you make other people happy while staying within your own moral compass, you will find true happiness.
Awesome. Very inspirational. Very well said. I love it. Go to customerservicefactory.com, right, Kurt? Did I say that right? Okay. That's a really cool resource, actually. Kurt has some really, really sweet videos on there. Check that out, or you can email him. Kurt, I appreciate your time very, very much, and I agree with everything you said, my friend. I will catch up with you soon. Thanks for giving me some of your time.
Absolutely. Happy 2017, Josh.
Hey, my friends. I want to invite you to hang out with me on January 12th. Now, many of you know I launched my Automate, Grow, Sell Small Business Bootcamp about a year ago. And over the last year, in 2016, we had over 115 small businesses in a variety of service industries join me and the rest of the bootcamp members to go through the bootcamp, right? This is a high impact, massively disruptive, in a good way, bomb for your business. It can change everything. And in all seriousness, it has doubled and even tripled some of our members' businesses the first year that they're in the boot camp. Now, we also learned a lot. And so we've made some adjustments to the way that the course is laid out, to the content that's in it. And we have a new game plan going into 2017 to really help you make 2017 your very, very best year in business ever. We've had massive feedback. We've done a lot of research and data with our current members to figure out, you know, what can we add to the bootcamp to make it better? What was missing? How can we add more and more value? There's a lot included. I don't have to go into all of it now. I just want you to know that on January 12th, you can join me for free, and I'm going to do a teaching on how to make 2017 your very, very best year in business ever. And that might look like anything. There's no wrong answer, but that's for you to decide. For me, the last 2 years I owned my business before I sold it, I only worked 5 hours a week in the business. That's a real true story. The business still did over $150,000 a month, and it was totally automated. That's what I teach you how to do in the bootcamp, right? So whether you want to have a really big business or a smaller business that's boutique but highly profitable, that's what we can teach you. But the most powerful part of the bootcamp is the membership, the community, all these other businesses, because we have a private mastermind group on Facebook that's hidden, it's secret, it's just for the bootcampers, and there are very, very smart people in the bootcamp. So there's a lot there, and on the webinar, I'm going to walk you through it, screenshot it, lay out what's in it, and the methodology behind the teaching and what it can do for you, right? Because look, 2017 is going to sneak up on you and fly by just like this year did. There's no reason in the world to not investigate. Hang out with me on January 12th and just take a peek. Just take a look and see what we have to offer you. It could change everything for you. So I hope you register. It's totally free, and I will see you on January 12th.